Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on Let Us Begin Again, page 198. February 8, 1984, World Mission Center. I had expected a great deal from Ocean Church, but those expectations have been somewhat betrayed. Today, let's start again and make a new beginning. You have no idea how important the foundation of Ocean Church is for this country. You have no idea how wonderful Ocean Church could be for America. You are part of an important providence, an ocean providence. I am always thinking about the kind of foundation that should be made here in America. More than anything else, I spend most of my time thinking about this. I have thought about where we would start. There is so much waste in this nation that I first thought we should collect together the scrap metal in America, the old rusted out parts, and recycle them. We should salvage these things and put them to good use. Also, there is an incredible amount of paper that is used and thrown away. We could recycle that as well. There is a tremendous need in this nation for someone to do that. However, at this time, it would be very difficult for us to set up a program like that. What kind of life do you want to have? In the world today, many people are looking for an easy way to make their living. They want to make their fortune overnight. Going out every day and working hard in the environment is too much for them. When I thought about this, I looked for a place that would not only provide good training for your character, but also a good way of life. The way of life upon the ocean, then, is a good way of life for us. I studied the ocean-related cities and recognized that the best way to help America is to help these cities. So much comes through these cities and then filters into the country. If we develop these cities and clean them up, we will set the direction for this nation for the next century. The Coast Guard is very important in this regard. They are trying to safeguard the country against the infiltration of drugs, but the mafia is bringing in cocaine and other drugs by the thousands of pounds. If we are to enter into the ocean way of life, we have to cooperate and help the Coast Guard with its work. In that way, we can help this nation clean up its drug problem, and at the same time, we can even help the American fishing industry. There is a danger that these cities might come under mafia control. In Korea, long before I came to America, I explored the possibilities of the ocean. In America, I have been laying the foundation for the ocean providence since 1974. How long have you been on the ocean? Some of you began in 1980 and others since 1981. In 1980, you were given instructions to go out to many of the ocean cities and revive them through evangelical meetings. You should have invited the key officials in those cities, such as the mayor and the Coast Guard leaders. I designed the One Hope boat. It is a strong and yet fast boat, and I know that young people will be easily attracted to it. It was designed with young people in mind. I wanted them to use the boat and do things together with you. In the ocean cities, young people have no hope. They don't have anything to do and just hang around in the streets. They are open to being contaminated by the drug traffic. They have no equipment to go out fishing, and even if they caught fish, they wouldn't know what to do with them. They have no way to gain pride in themselves or self-respect. Where are those boats? They are still sitting in storage. There should be at least 10 boats in each ocean city. If you can get 5 people per boat to learn with it and take care of it, you can go on to use a large ocean-going boat. Out of 50 people, you can train a full captain and crew. If you had gone to your cities and followed this plan exactly as it was outlined, you would have a solid foundation by now. You would already have experienced incredible victory by now. Before you can accomplish anything, however, you first have to think of how to achieve the spiritual foundation. I emphasized the spiritual foundation first. You have to unite with the city leadership, then embrace the young people. This formula would have been successful. No matter what, no matter how difficult, I want you to win the friendship and trust of the local leadership. The ministers and civic leaders are so important. Even now, you must go and follow this course. You have to go through this principled path. Without the young people in the local area, you will not succeed. You cannot just ask for help from other members. You have to earn the support of young people with your own artistic efforts. You have to go through a struggle. You are going there to stand for justice. At first, people will form a hate Mooney fleet, but you need all of that persecution and rejection. It is a cleansing process for you, and it is also the way you win support. The Coast Guard and mayor will come to support you because you are standing up for the right thing. Use your boat to help the drug patrol. It is a very expensive boat, and the Coast Guard will be surprised that such a nice boat could be used to help their work. Once you let people use the boats and share with them your ideas, you will win their respect. Persecution will just bring you the attention of good people who care about their city. I believed that 3 years was good enough to lay the complete foundation. After 3 years, I hoped you could begin to use even bigger boats. I wanted the people in your local city to take turns in learning how to run the trawling boat. Then what would happen? You could have even obtained support for your program from the government. You could have built an entire fleet for that city and coastal area. Theoretically, you could have trained 50 captains. You could have helped that coastal area build an entire new fishing fleet. The mayor and Coast Guard would have recommended you, and the government would have helped you based on their appraisal of you. Your purpose must be to help the fishing industry here in America. Their purpose cannot be fulfilled without you. Creating this relationship is critical. By having the support of the Coast Guard and local leaders, there is no doubt that the Ocean Providence will succeed and become a powerful work in America. However, not even one of you lived up to my expectations. Not even one of you made friends with the mayor or made a relationship with the Coast Guard. Not even one. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Let Us Begin Again.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.